9 beliefs that will keep you separated from the one you love.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today I'm going to share with you 9 beliefs that will almost certainly keep you in a position where your relationship just does not congeal, does not come together, does not solidify, keeps you separated, keeps you apart. But first, I want to read a letter I just got the other day. It says, "Hi, Robert. A few months back, I contacted you asking for help with getting my ex-girlfriend back. We have been seeing each other now for about 2 months. We're taking it slow, but we are working on things and creating a new relationship. I thank you and Rachel for all the help that the two of you have provided me. I have used this help over and over, and I couldn't imagine being where I am now without it. Thank you so much, Matthew." Okay, thank you, Matthew. And we are excited to get these letters almost every day. I mean, it's amazing. People that thought they had no chance of saving their relationship, of saving their marriage, of having an extraordinary life with the one they love. People that thought they had no chance have a chance now. Now, here's the thing. The law of attraction always works. And I have to say, I get kind of angry at some of these law of attraction gurus who say, you know, the law of attraction works on everything you want it to work on except getting your wife back or your husband back or your girlfriend back or your boyfriend back. It works everywhere except this one area. Well, that's not a law then. That's just make-believe fantasy. Look, if you loved once, you can love even deeper and better the second time around. And the reason is that you know how you attracted the breakup. And I guess that's the first thing that you have to come to realization, that at some level, you attracted the breakup that you're now experiencing. I'm not saying it's your fault. Don't misunderstand me. But you did attract it. Okay, I'm going to share with you these 9 beliefs that will keep you separated. Number one, not believing that you can have the love that you deserve and desire. So many people go through life and they just become content not having the fulfillment of joy and passion and love in their life. I'm here to tell you that each one of us was put on this earth to love, to be loved, and to experience love completely. So if you have that counterintention, that negative belief, that limiting belief, that you're just not ever going to have the love that you desire, if that's been a program running in your subconscious mind, even during your relationship, no wonder you're apart. No wonder you're separated. No wonder you attracted the breakup. But the good news is, if you can attract a breakup, you can attract a reconciliation. And I mean that. Number two is having a negative self-image. Blaming yourself for everything, not thinking you're tall enough or thin enough or heavy enough or strong enough or young enough or old enough. This negative self-image has got to go. The person that you are connected to, that you deeply love, that probably still loves you, or at least at one time did, didn't see that negative self-image. But that negative self-image began to grow in the relationship and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it took hold of the relationship. Jealousy, anger, envy, doubt, fear, all of these are a part of a negative self-image. But again, the good news is, if you can do what you did with a negative self-image, you can do even more with an optimistic, resourceful self-image. And that's one of the things we teach you how to do. Let me help you understand this. We attract on a number of different layers and levels, but we attract mostly through vibration. We are energy. That's all we are. And so the vibration that we send out is what we receive back. If you have a negative self-image, you're sending out negative vibrations. It's not just about having a positive attitude. People will say, well, Robert, I have a positive attitude. It's not just about that. It's about believing deep down that you are the right person in the right place at the right time for the right person. Well, the third one on my list is not accepting that you attracted the current situation. Not accepting that you attracted this situation. That's so important. You've got to come to the realization that you are a co-creator of your reality, that you attracted it. I have a client who says, well, I wasn't happy and jolly all the time when we got together. Why do I have to be happy and jolly now? I said, I'm not saying you do, but you have to realize that the vibrations you put out are what matters. The vibrations through your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your thought patterns, your habits, your actions, that's like a broadcast station to the universe. It's not just about attracting your partner. It's about sending the right vibration to the infinite field of potential, because ultimately it's the infinite field of potential that brought you together that will keep you apart or bring you back together with a happier, more loving relationship. And it comes down to your vibration. Now, understand that if you constantly have low vibration, negative vibration, that the chances of, who wants to be with that kind of energy? Nobody's attracted to that energy. But you're going to get more of that because that's what you're attracting. That's the picture you are sending to the universe, the infinite field of potential. And so you'll get more of that back. You get what you put out. Put out negativity, put out doubt, put out fear, put out anger. That's what you get back. And you don't get the relationship. That's what happens. Okay. Next on our list is believing in outward evidence over inner vibration, over inner intention. If you've taken the time to put together a strong and powerful intention, and you are doing everything you can to amplify your vibration in response to that intention, if that's what you're doing, then you can't believe outward evidence. Outward evidence lies. It's not always truthful. And most certainly, it's not always complete. If you believed Facebook, for example, you would believe that everybody on Facebook is happy, eating the best meals of their life, and with the best friends that you could ever have. But that's only what they show you. The Titanic sank because it believed in outward evidence. They looked there, saw a small iceberg, said, we can go around it. There is evidence that you do not see. The universe is constantly acting and reacting to your vibration. You are manifesting and creating the life you desire or the life you hate, depending on what you are thinking, feeling, and acting upon. So I wouldn't believe in outward evidence. Outward evidence has very little relevance when it comes to being a manifester. And that's what we're talking about. Manifesting a new and happy and loving and resourceful relationship. better than it ever was, because it's the second time around. And hopefully this time you understand. Well, this is a big one. Wondering why the law of attraction isn't working faster. How come it's not working faster? I'm doing my affirmations. I got a vision board up. How come it's not working faster? Because you still have negative, limiting, doubtful beliefs. The very fact that you are asking, why is it not working faster, is an indication that your primary belief system is that of doubt, that of fear, that of despair. Once you understand the law of attraction is always working, it always has been, it always will be. It's like gravity. It isn't something you turn on and off. It's always working. And what you are doing, what you are creating with your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, that determines what you send out to the infinite field and what you attract back. It's always working. How fast it works, nobody knows for certain. But one thing is absolutely certain. You are attracting the life that you have. Whatever you have, you are attracting it. Understand that. Living in a state of want is the next one. I want him back. I want her back. I just want to have this. I just want to get married. I just don't want him to file divorce papers. I just don't want him to date anybody else. I don't want her to move out of the country. All of those wants become pleas. Please, you're pleading to the universe, and it doesn't work that way. You have to be what you wish to attract. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to say it again. You have to be what you wish to attract in your life. And you can't do that from a state of want. Want doesn't get anybody anything. Focusing on intentions, becoming that intention, becoming that vibration, letting that broadcast out for a period of time to the infinite field of potential and having it reflected back at you. That's what works.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
Well, the next one is living in fear and anxiety. And I know that's tough for some of you. But the more fear you have, the more you attract circumstances that make you fearful. Okay? I mean, that's how it works. You have this fear. That's what you're broadcasting. The universe reflects it and says, oh, she wants more circumstances that make her fearful. You don't want that, really, do you? Nah, not really. So we have to learn to dissipate the fear, dissipate the doubt, dissipate the anxiety. And that's one of the things we really emphasize in miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look, I'm just a mentor. I'm just a coach. I can take you to the game, but you're the one in there playing. And if you choose to hang on to your fears and hang on to your doubts, then you're going to get exactly what they produce. Finally, the last one, you believe you need to try harder. Oh, this is a tough one. If I just try harder, if I just work longer, if I make more phone calls, if I send him a birthday present, if I write him a letter, if I show up at his house knocking on the door at 2 a.m, if I just try harder, he or she will come back to me. And again, that is the furthest thing from the truth. Sometimes trying less, relaxing more, feeling that sense of inner confidence, that sense of absolute certainty, that's what attracts. That's what manifests. Now, by the way, I'm going to throw in a bonus one here. I didn't even write this one down, but here's another one. Well, we don't see each other anymore. He moved to another state. He moved to another country. Doesn't make any difference. We're all part of the same vibrational grid. We're all part of the same infinite field of unlimited potential. We're all intimately connected together beyond time, beyond space. You change here, he or she will change there. That's how it works. We've seen this in quantum physics with protons. We've literally separated protons by hundreds and hundreds of miles, and a change in one brings about a change in the other. That's what happens. But you have to be willing to make deep, deep wholesale changes to raise your vibration, to raise your inner standard. Oh, you're going to have the love you desire. You're going to have the relationship that you crave, but you're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to sing a different song. You're going to have to vibrate a different vibration. If you're willing to do that, then you have no boundaries and you have no limitations. You are truly soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Be sure and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We don't do a lot of coaching during the 30 minutes, but we do talk to you about the value of a mentoring program to help you become the person that you always knew you were, to have the relationship that you truly desire. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.